From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Catherine Barron. The California Coastal Commission rejected efforts by the federal government that would have cleared the way for more oil drilling off the Central Coast. Commissioners said they were concerned about oil spills and potential harm to the environment. An elderly Central Valley man is the fourth person in the state to die from West Nile virus. Health officials say the number of cases is rising, especially in Sacramento County, where aerial spraying will be extended tonight to south of the American River. And the FBI says a warning sent to police that Al-Qaeda may use fuel trucks as weapons to attack Los Angeles is unsubstantiated and wasn't meant to be made public. An FBI spokeswoman said such alerts go out almost daily, though they're not usually as specific. The soaring cost of gasoline isn't just hitting drivers. Airlines are struggling with high jet fuel prices and short supplies. Industry experts say the problem is especially severe in California. Erica Kelly reports.
Jet fuel in Los Angeles cost an average of $2 a gallon last week. That's more than 25 cents higher than prices in other major U.S. markets. America West Airlines says every 1 cent increase adds $5 million to their annual expenses. John Heimlich is chief economist for the Air Transport Association of America, an airline lobbying group. He says high tax rates is just one reason that jet fuel costs more in California.
You don't have the same transport networks, the pipelines. You pay a lot of for imports. You're transporting across the Pacific Ocean. A lot of the refineries there are meeting the California gasoline specs. They're not carrying as much jet. So there are a lot of issues there.
Refineries have also struggled to keep up with the demand for fuel, leading to recent shortages at airports, including San Diego and Ontario. Airlines have been trucking in fuel supplies and, to offset higher costs, trying to fill up in places that are less expensive than California. For the California Report, I'm Erica Kelly.
Each week, millions of TV viewers tune in to watch home makeover shows. What viewers don't see is what happens when the Hollywood architects and designers pack up and the camera crews leave. For some of the lucky homeowners, that's when the cracks begin to show in television's plaster. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Alex Cohen reports.
Last year, Charles Higgins' mom died of cancer. A few months later, his father passed away too. More than anything, the 22-year-old says he wanted to keep his younger brothers and sister together, but they couldn't afford to live on their own. So they moved in with the Leomides, family friends who lived in a one-story, two-bedroom house in L.A. The Leomidi family already had three kids, so space was at a minimum. Some of the Higgins kids slept on the floor. 6 months ago, ABC's Extreme Makeover Home Edition renovated the house. They added seven more bedrooms, each one tailored to meet the interests of its inhabitants.
Travel room. This is Charles' room. Charles likes to travel. He wants to see the world. And thanks to us, he now will. I gave him the world.
But according to Charles Higgins, the Leomidi family recently told him and his siblings to leave, and now they're homeless. This week, the Higgins kids filed lawsuits against the Leomidi family and ABC and its parent company, Disney. Standing outside an L.A. courthouse, Charles Higgins says he used to be a big fan of the show.
You know, now I don't really, you know, watch it anymore. You know, I'm kind of upset that what happened, you know, because they broke a promise to us. You know, they promised that we have a home and...
ABC wouldn't comment on the lawsuit, but they did issue a written statement that said, quote, "It is important to note that the episode was about the rebuilding of the Leomidi family's existing home to accommodate the inclusion of the five Higgins siblings. The Leomidi family did not return phone calls." Charles Higgins isn't the only makeover show participant who wound up unhappy. April Lunston had the master bedroom of her L.A. home redone on another network show. Designers painted the walls, replaced old carpet with wood floors, and gave them new furniture.
When I walked in, you know, and they had candles lit, and it was lit beautifully, and I thought, this room is gorgeous. And then once they left, it was like, you know, everything fell apart.
Lunston says the work done on her home was a far cry from professional. She soon noticed paint streaks and loose moldings.
They made a bedspread that the seams immediately split, like after the first night that we slept in it. They also hung curtains over each side of the bed and created big holes in the ceiling. We took that out immediately.
Lunston's TV makeover didn't involve any major renovations or additions, so unlike other homeowners, she doesn't have to pay for things like heating a new pool, powering new appliances, or watering a new garden. People who ask Hollywood to completely redo their homes also have to contend with property taxes. If square footage is added or there's significant new construction, property value is reassessed. L.A. County Tax Assessor Bonnie Oliver says a TV makeover can add thousands of dollars to a homeowner's tax bill.
So they need to keep that in mind because there's no exemption that is allowed for new construction just because they happen to be part of a show where the construction is paid by a third party.
There may not be an exemption, but there might be a loophole. Though they declined to be interviewed for this story, representatives of Endemol, the production company behind Extreme Makeover Home Edition, has told other news organizations it's customary for them to rent a house from the owner while crews renovate it, sometimes for as much as $50,000. Kathy Burleson is director of tax implementation at H&R Block. She says rental income can help show participants pay property taxes and utilities.
There is an exclusion that if you rent out your home for fewer than 15 days during the year, you don't have to pay the tax on that rental income.
Though some networks and production companies may have benevolent intent, when it comes down to it, they're not really in the business of charity, says Alex Ben Block, editor of Television Week. Block says the network behind Extreme Makeover Home Edition is no exception.
ABC is part of a very large company called the Walt Disney Company. Their mission is to make profits. The ABC network makes profits by attracting audience and then having Nielsen measure that audience and give them ratings that are leveraged with advertisers to get high rates.
Block says if recent ratings are any indication, most home makeover shows will stick around for a while. For the California Report, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Friday, August 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Paul Ancor with additional engineering from Seal Muller, Tom Krimkowski, and Danny Bringer. Julia Mitrich and Lissa Mudd directed the show this week. The editor is Kat Snow with help this week from Pat Flynn. Our interns are Rebecca Fury, Paula Rogers, and Deepthi Welaratna. Stacey Bond produced the show. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The managing editor is Susan Kennedy. Our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Catherine Barron. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California, Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm, which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com, and the Stewart Foundation for coverage of important issues in public education.